Barkeep. Another round for me and my crew. And none of that watered down shit you keep trying to pass off. Oh. Hello there. Aren't you cute? What's your name? That's befitting of a little mouse like yourself. You can call me Irem Ironfury, but for you, it's just Rem. What brings someone like you to a place like this? This rowdy tavern doesn't really seem to be, and I mean no offense by this, your scene. You look much more befitting of a bed and breakfast instead of here. Hell, the floor is sticky with God knows what, and you have to push your way past these ungrateful oafs just to get a drink at the bar. So why are you here getting a drink with folks of this ilk? Just passing by? Oh, I don't believe that for a second. Your smile tells me you know more than you're letting on. It's fine. You don't have to tell me. I'll figure out why you are here sooner or later. I'm guessing that means that you're here alone, right? There's no partner I would have to worry about if... Oh, I don't know. I were to say I find you very attractive and you happen to just be my type. That's good. See, I have a little group I hang out with. They're over there. But they won't be too upset if I go missing for a bit. Especially when the thing I'm pursuing is a cute little mouse like yourself. No looking away. I guess I'll just have to help you meet my eyes by raising your chin. See? Was that so hard? I just want to look at the face of the cute person I'm talking to. There's no reason for you to fluster so easily under my gaze. I'm just a stranger. All I'm asking is that you look up at me when I speak. Is that something that you can handle? Thank you for that. So, little mouse, how are we going to do this? Oh, you are so cute. I'm hitting on you. I want you in a less than holy way, little mouse. You're so easy to fluster. Are you always this shameful? That's adorable. You're so cute. That gives me an idea. I want to try something. Stand up from your stool. I want to see how much larger I am than you. You're practically pocket-sized. Look at you, barely up to my chest, standing at your full height. I must have forgotten just how small your guide really was. I actually have to look down at you. I'm so used to traveling with my group, I must have forgot what it felt like to have to bend my neck down to make eye contact. Easy to fluster, tiny, and you're cute. That's exactly my type. What about you? Am I your type, or are the horns too much for you? Oh, you don't want to say. You afraid that I'm going to use my muscles against you? If that's what you're worried about, that ain't my style, little mouse. I wouldn't do anything to you that you haven't asked for. I'm quite the lady when it comes to flirting with someone I find very hot. From how you look to your shy personality. Plus, you look downright delicious when you fluster. What? You want to know what I'm drinking? Why don't I just give you a little taste instead? And I'll swallow it. Good. Strong, right? Oh, I won't give you any more. I don't know if you could handle it with your stature. I wouldn't mind a proper kiss from you, though. One where I could actually focus on how your lips feel against mine instead of the burn from the drink. Will you grant me my wish, little mouse? Will you kiss me? Oh, I love how you feel. Do you have any idea how pretty you are? Trust me, you're very pretty. If I brought you back to my table, you wouldn't last more than 5 seconds before you had everyone fighting for your attention. I'm lucky I was able to find you at this bar all alone. It means that I get to have you all to myself. And I really hate sharing the pretty things I find. So what do you say to having one of the best nights of your life, little mouse? I bet I can make you scream. Oh, come on. Admit that you want me just how I want you. You're curious to experience what it's like with a minotaur. I know you want to feel my horns in your hands while you sit in my lap. Maybe grab my tail while I push you against a wall. There's an alley right through the door. I'm sure no one would care if we went missing for a little bit, especially in a busy place like this. Come on, little mouse. Let me make your night. I want to make you feel good. Allow me that honor for the night. I know you're curious to see if I'm big everywhere or if it's just my height and muscles. So why don't I show you? Put your hand in mine and follow me. Let me at least satisfy your curiosity, little mouse. Excuse me. Pardon me? Out of my way. After you. Oh, come on, they won't miss us. I'm sure they've hardly noticed we're gone. And besides, I have to make good on my promise. Go on, touch my abs. I know you want to. You feel that? You feel how hard they are underneath your hands? Look how tiny your hands look next to just one of my ab muscles. I didn't realize that even my muscles would be larger than you, little mouse. So tiny compared to me. A little thing like you really shouldn't be traveling alone. You need some kind of muscle in order to fend off people with ill intentions. See, not everyone is as nice and understanding as me. Some of them are out there to take advantage of pretty little things like yourself. The kind that travel alone and fluster easily. Some Casanova could easily charm the pants off of you and rob you blind. That would leave you so vulnerable, so exposed for others to take advantage of. It's a cruel world out there, little mouse. How have you managed to travel alone for so long without being protected? Oh, you have your ways. I'm sure you do. But that doesn't make it safer for you to travel alone, no, no, no. So small and fragile, even with your tricks, someone like me could easily overpower you. You know, just place their knee between your thighs and pin your hands above the wall. Go on. Tell me to stop, little mouse. And that's what I thought. It only gets in the way of what I have planned, little mouse. Are you going to be good for me and behave yourself? Good. That's what I want. That's the only way you'll get what you want from me. Oh. I'm just situating you on my thigh, little mouse. I'm going to keep both of my hands on either side of your hips, and I'm going to let you ride my thigh. Feel how thick it is against you. Come on. Start rubbing yourself against me. Yeah. Just like that, little mouse. Good, good. If you want to feel my cock, see just how big it is, and you have to get yourself off by riding my thigh first. You have to show me that you can take whatever I give you. You're so small and weak. I wouldn't want to break you in half. Oh, that's it. Now you're getting into it. Grab my horns and ride the bull, little mouse. Show me that you deserve to feel my cock inside you. You want to feel it in your empty little home, don't you? So good for me, little mouse. That's it. Doesn't it feel good to ride my thigh? You're so small. Your entire body is completely covered by mine. No one can see what a slut you're being for me, riding my thigh in the alley behind a bar. I knew you were my type, little mouse. So good for me. Keep rocking those hips against me. There you go. You look so pretty like this. I can only imagine how much prettier you're going to look taking my cock. It's going to stretch your empty hole nice and wide. You won't be able to walk without a limp for a week. But I'm getting ahead of myself. You need to prove to me that you can handle it. If you're too small to even handle my thigh, there's no reason for me to think that you can handle my cock. My thigh might be thick, but it's not going inside you. I need to see how much you can take, little mouse, considering I'm the one taking care of you tonight. It feels so good, doesn't it? Grinding against my muscular thigh like this. Holding onto my arms for better leverage. You're so light that I didn't even realize I was supporting your entire weight. So pretty for me, little mouse. That's it. Just like that. Use my body to make yourself feel good. You've been desperate for this since I made you stand up next to me in the bar, haven't you? How I made fun of you for being so much shorter than me. You felt so humiliated and tiny. It turned you on in a way that it shouldn't have, right? You weren't expecting to be made to feel dainty and fragile. And when it ended up making you feel this horny, it got you all confused, didn't it? And that's why you're here. That's why you're riding the thigh of a minotaur. Because if my thigh feels as good against you, then you have to know just how amazing my huge cock is going to feel splitting you open. See, it's not a curiosity anymore, but it's a need of yours, isn't it, little mouse? What an amazing wrecked voice you have. I didn't realize I was having this much of an effect on you. You look so pretty when you're humping against my thigh like a pathetic slut. It's really such a wonderful look for you. Holding onto my horns to get the best possible position, Pants torn so you can have better access to fuck yourself with? This is exactly what I wanted when I told you to behave yourself. You're being so good for me, little mouse. I just love how you feel against my thigh, watching your hips work as you begin to moan more and more. Does it feel that good, huh? We are alone in this alley. My body's completely covering you. It's not like anyone would know where the sound's coming from. Only I would know what a desperate slut you are riding the bull like this. Love how your lips feel. And that's it. Let my tongue inside. Watching your body move like this. It's making me so fucking hard. You really don't understand how badly I want you. Maybe I shouldn't deny myself the feeling of your whole. After all, your lower half is all exposed like this. It would be so easy to slip a spit-coated finger in your hole. Get it nice and wet like this with my own spit, and then take it underneath and start wiggling it in. Does that feel good? One of my large fingers working its way inside you while you keep grinding your hips desperately against my thigh. Oh, that's it, little mouse. Being so good for me, taking my finger. Yeah, just like that. You worry about moving your hips. All I'm doing is making sure that you can handle the size of my cock. I don't want to rip you open, no. You might be acting like a slut, but that doesn't mean you don't deserve to be opened slowly and teased to tears. Oh, come on, little mouse. Keep moving those hips. I want to feel you come around my fingers while you fuck yourself against my thigh. Think you can do that for me? Oh, I know you can. You're so good for me, opening up like this. My fingers are already so thick, you're only going to need two of them to be properly opened at this rate. You feel it? The way it's pumping in and out of your needy hole, little mouse? Doesn't it feel good to have something filling you up while you grind against my thigh? Oh yeah, it does. Keep it up. You're making me proud. You're showing me that you can handle my cock. If I'm going to do my job of taking care of you, then you need to be nice and open and wet for me. Doing so good for me, little mouse. Taking my finger so well. Not even slowing down your grinding. That makes me realize I should add a second finger. Let me just get it nice and wet again. There we go. Oh, don't look at me like that. I know you'll be able to handle it. In fact, I want you to look into my eyes while I slide both fingers into you. I want to watch your face as you take it all the way, little mouse. Shh, I know. It's a lot of stretch on your body, but it's nothing you can't take, right? Oh, you're doing so good for me. That's it, little mouse. Let my fingers in. Just like that. Good. Gonna let your body adjust. Keep moving those hips for me, though, bringing yourself closer to the edge. You don't want me stretching your hole out to be for nothing, do you? You have to come against my thigh like a good slut if you want to prove to me that you deserve my cock. That's why my fingers are inside you, stretching you open for me. You taking them so well for me, little mouse. I'm impressed. I know. It feels so good. The way they're scissoring inside you, pumping in and out so easily. Oh, that must feel so nice. That's a good slut. So pretty for me, little mouse. Love how you look when you're so close to your orgasm. Your muscles are spasming around my fingers, thighs shaking, breathing getting quicker. Now that you have something inside you, you feel like you can come, huh? It makes it that much easier for you to orgasm. Oh, it's okay, little mouse. No reason to be embarrassed about being a slut. It's quite adorable. My pretty little mouse, taking two of my fingers and grinding against my thigh right here in this dirty alleyway. Oh, you're doing so good. I just adore how you feel. So small in my arms, holding onto my horns because, well, you need something to grab onto, don't you? If you weren't grabbing onto my horns, you would just be clenching and unclenching your hand helplessly. Are you going to come for me, little mouse? I want to see it. I want to watch it. Come for me, pretty one. Let go while my fingers fuck you. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, so good for me. That's exactly what I want to see. That's what I wanted to feel. Just when I thought you couldn't be any better, you come like that, proving me completely wrong. What a catch you are, little mouse. But since it's clear you can handle my thigh, it's time for the main event. You can take it. I know you can.